Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to Covenant Ceremony Design Lab. In this first topic, we begin with a simple but important question. What is happening in the modern wedding ceremony, and how should a Christian officiant respond? Today, many couples do not want a ceremony that sounds copied from a book, downloaded from the internet, or spoken without knowing who they are. They want something personal. They want the officiant to know their story. They want meaningful words. They want a ceremony that feels warm, human, beautiful, and connected to their lives. That desire is not wrong. A Christian wedding officiant should not be cold, generic, or detached. The bride and groom are not paperwork. They are embodied souls before God. They bring family, history, faith, wounds, hopes, fears, habits, and calling into the ceremony. A good officiant listens carefully. But here is the Christian guardrail. The couple's story is real, but it is not sovereign. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That is one of the most important convictions in this course. The modern wedding world often uses words like authenticity, story, personalization, meaning, and identity. Christians can use some of these words carefully, but we must not use them in a postmodern way. A Christian ceremony must never sound like your love is whatever you say it is, or you create your own marriage meaning, or this ceremony celebrates your private truth. No. A Christian wedding ceremony says something deeper and better. It says, your story matters before God, your love matters before God, your vows matter before God. But marriage itself is not invented by you, by the officiant, by the venue, by the state, by the wedding industry, or by the culture. Christian marriage is received as covenant life before God. This is why Christian ceremony design matters. The officiant is not merely a speaker at an event. The officiant is a spiritual guide helping one woman and one man publicly enter covenant marriage before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Together, they stand as embodied souls entering a received covenant, not creating a private definition of marriage. This does not mean the ceremony must be stiff. A Christian ceremony can include laughter, tears, story, beauty, family memories, meaningful scripture, personal vows, and carefully chosen symbols. But all of these must serve covenant. Beauty serves covenant. Personalization serves truth. Emotion is honored but not enthroned. For the one wedding officiant, this means you do not need to become a professional performer. You need to prepare well, listen well, pray well, and speak clearly. For the ordained wedding officiant, this means ceremony craft matters. Your work should grow in warmth, structure, scripture, and covenant clarity. For the church staff minister, this means personalization should fit within the church's doctrine, worship life, and pastoral witness. For the chaplain, this means even a brief ceremony in a hospital room, hospice setting, military context, or correctional setting must still be reverent and covenant-centered. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means helping the couple clarify their story, values, vows, and formation without turning their story into the highest authority. The modern wedding world is asking for meaning. The Christian officiant answers with something richer than sentiment. We bring scripture, creation, covenant, Christ, historical Christian marriage, human presence, and pastoral care into the ceremony. That is the heart of this course. A Christian wedding ceremony is personal, but not self-authored truth. It is beautiful, but not theatrical. It is modern in setting, but ancient in Christian meaning. And the Christian officiant helps the bride and groom enter covenant life before God with truth, beauty, dignity, and grace.